Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Morning Sickness. This will be interesting. There's a whole segment of this game that I'm just going to enjoy all the way around, just watching Brady's face cringe.
Ask me anything?
Yeah, and part of Ask Me Anything is now some of the questions coming. Brady, what's your Social Security number? You'll answer all questions honestly and accurately.
I said in the video I'll answer all questions, some you might not like the answer to.
Oh, so some you won't answer, you'll dodge, but there will be an answer, but it won't be an answer
or
to your
make
question.
Or make up an answer.
Oh, okay.
I had all sorts of options.
There you go. So some will be lies, some will be dodges, and then the what's your favorite sauce will be answered accurately and honestly. Otherwise,
questions
it's all
like
garbage.
What's your SSN?
Yeah, you can't have that. And I like that you've
abbreviated
it.
A lot of joke answers.
It's so hard to say Social Security number, so I like that you've just narrowed it down to the three letters. All right, are you ready? It's time now for Dr. Ruth Westheimer to have her birthday celebrated. We all remember Dr. Ruth. And I'm the only one not doing the impression today. Brady will be doing it. Eric will be doing it. And the caller will be doing it. Did we get the callers or did I screw that up?
We do have the callers.
Oh, my thing is not working.
Uh-oh. I can tell you that.
I wonder how this system will work without my screen. All right. We'll have Eric just tell me who's on the line.
Jared is on line one.
Well, I need Toledo to get me. I don't care about that. Give me the music. The music for Dr. Ruth Jeopardy. Do we need a bass line for Dr. Ruth? Should I host this, Dr. Ruth? Should we bring in Dr. Ruth?
Sure, why not?
All right, why not? I'll do it, too. Ladies and gentlemen,
come on in, Ruthie.
91-year-old Dr. Ruth. Come on in, Dr. Ruth.
How about a little hug? How about a little hug?
How about no? I won't be hugging you. I don't want to hug you. You are chubby, and I don't like that.
You don't hug the chubbies?
Fist bump, Brady. Fist bump.
All right, there you go.
We will fist bump. I like fisting. I like bumping. I like all of these things.
Fist is so tender.
The tiny little 91-year-old fist. You should smell the places this fist has been.
You get kinky?
Do I get kinky?
Yeah.
Describe kinky for you, probably.
I don't know, whips,
chains? I won't put my own foot in my bottom. Is that kinky?
Pretty kinky.
I'm a pipe cleaner of sex. This is going to be very difficult to keep up. We have Holt!
Thank you, Dr. Ruth. Please sit quietly on the couch while we play the game in your honor. It's her birthday, everybody. It is time for you to answer in the form of a Dr. Ruth. She is here. She gets you, let you know how she sounds. The categories will be defined in just seconds. Let's find out who we've got. Jared is on line one. Jared, are you there?
Hello, guys.
There it is. Jared's Dr. Ruth. We will buzz in with your name. Jared will let you choose first. And if I'm going to say if you get three of them right, you're an automatic winner. If you guys get blasted out by Dr. Eric or Dr. Brady, we'll just go until the last person's on the line gets one right when we're down to our last few questions. So the best thing to do, Jared, is to just knock this out of the yard right away. Jared, the categories are Urban Dictionary definitions, famous Ruths, Brady sex toys. What category would you like to go to?
Brady's sex toys.
Buzz in with your names if you know it, please, and answer in the form of a Dr. Ruth question. Another name for a great banana-like item from the continent of South America.
Dr. Ruth?
Dr. Brady?
What is plantain?
Plantain is correct. Well done.
Yeah.
You are out, Jared. Next one is Kevin.
That was quick.
That's right. Kevin, are you there?
Yes, I am there.
Pretty good, Kevin. Nice job. We'll let Kevin choose the category. Urban Dictionary definitions, famous Ruths, or Brady's sex toys?
I would like to go with the Urbans.
The Urban Dictionary definitions. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
We are so stupid.
I love it, though. I can't get enough of when you guys do it back. All right, here we go. Answer in the form of a Dr. Ruth, please, in a question as well. Screaming out your mother and father's name while you pleasure yourself in their own home and trying to finish before they get to the room you're in is called a suicide blank.
Dr. Ruth,
Kevin.
Is that a suicide ejaculation?
And incorrect. I don't know what that is, no. Any
Hi, Ruth.
Eric?
What is a suicide mission?
No, although I do like that. Brady, would you like to give it a try? If nobody gets it, he stays.
I've got nothing.
All right, it's a suicide wank. A suicide wank or suicide tug. That's a good one. All right. Kevin, go ahead and try another category. Urban Dictionary definitions, famous Ruth's Brady sex toys.
Brady sex toys.
It's red, white, and blue and sold in the popsicle section.
Dr. Ruth?
Oh, Eric was in first.
Hi, Ruth. What is a bum pop?
A bum pop is correct. Kevin is out. Bum pop. Also a Brady sex toy. Trisha is on the line. Trisha, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you, Trisha. Urban Dictionary definitions, famous Ruths or Brady sex toys?
Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary. A bloody nose and a money shot is known as this. Oh, Erickson again.
What is a strawberry shortcake?
Strawberry shortcake is correct.
Also very delicious.
He's gone. Holy moly, these guys. I wouldn't pick that category anymore if I was you. Jimmy's on the line. Sorry, Trisha got to say hello. That is all.
Hello.
Jimmy.
Hello, this is Jimmy.
That's for Jim. I'm not sure what. Dr. Ruth might be on her last legs. All right, Jimmy. Urban Dictionary definitions. Famous Ruth's Brady sex toys.
Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary. All right. Gently touching your pee-pee to the base of a urinal, thereby sharing pee-pee spirits with all the other pee-pees that have used that urinal, is called an angel's blank.
Hi, Ruth.
Eric.
What is an angel's kiss?
Oh, we're going to give it to you because angel's mouth or angel's touch, where the angel's kiss counts. That's good enough. Jimmy's out. Take one blind. You guys are crushing them. Well done. Anonymous, all you have to do is get one right. Just buzz in. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
It's a girl. What is your name?
Gentle.
This is Dr. Ruth.
Okay.
How old are you?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
You're
yeah.
sure
what am I, a bartender?
That?
I don't care. All right, kid, pick a category. Urban Dictionary definitions, famous Ruths or Brady's sex toys?
Brady's sex toys.
Brady's sex toys. Pickles start as this.
Repeat question.
What? Really?
No, okay. I'm just going to give it to her. No, hold on. Yeah, Brady, go ahead. Knock her out.
What is a cucumber?
Cucumber is correct. Come on.
Repeat
Next.
The question.
Jessica is usually a boy. Jessica, are you there?
Yes.
All right, Dr. Jessica, pick a category. Urban Dictionary definitions, famous Ruth's Brady sex toys. You just got to get one.
Urban Dictionary.
Man, why? All right. Wiping a little poo across someone's upper lip and giving them a mustachioed bandito look is called this.
Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth.
What is a dirty Sanchez?
A dirty Sanchez is correct. We have a winner. Finally. Congratulations. You're our Man Cave qualifier today, Jessica. Well done.
That was fun.
Nobody picked famous Ruths.
Yeah.
Not one time?
Not one. Let's see if
How
you guys
How many answers are babe?
One. Fat home run king.
Dr. Ruth?
Brady?
Who is Babe Ruth?
All right. The mummy on the Supreme Court.
Dr. Ruth?
Brady again.
Dr. Ruth? Who is Ruth Ginsburg?
That's right. Close enough. We've got the middle part, but that's right. Last name of Dr. Ruth.
Hi, Ruth.
Who
is Ruth Westheimer?
That's right. Ruth Madoff had this incredibly famous husband.
Dr. Ruth?
Dr. Ruth Brady.
Who is Bernie Madoff?
Bernie Madoff is correct. Well done. See if we get the other questions and Brady's sex toys. Sweet and smoky, green and red sriracha, hot and sweet, spicy Asian, golden sweet.
Dr. Ruth?
Brady?
The flavors, what is the flavors of Brady sauce?
That's right.
Wow, shameless plug in the middle of a game.
Yeah, I had to help him out.
BradySauce.com!
No, don't do that, though. So, see, don't make me regret it. I'll jump over this console and I will kick you in the teeth.
Oh, man.
Don't you hit the Instagram page.
Throwing up in another person's mouth during sex.
Ooh.
Urban Dictionary.
Stato!
Oh, Brady's in. Come on.
What is a hot lunch?
It's a cold lunch. Close enough.
I didn't know that one. Cold lunch?
Yeah. Yeah, you got it. Nice job.
Why would it be cold? It's never cold.
Yeah, well, because I don't know.
It's like lukewarm.
Maybe. Hot. Well, I had a milkshake once and threw it up, and it was ice cold coming back, yeah. These sisters, this is in famous Ruths, these sisters, one named Ruth, did the neutron dance in Beverly Hills.
Dr. Ruth?
Brady?
Who is the Pointer Sisters?
The Pointer Sisters is correct. Brady is the dominant player here in Dr. Ruth's Jeopardy. Well, congratulations, Jessica. You are our qualifier today in Dr. Ruth. And happy birthday to Dr. Ruth. And goodbye to the very creepy James Holzhauser, who is the former Jeopardy champion. No longer we have to look at that odd smile anymore. The very
welcome,
serial
creepy
killer. Now creepy lady librarian with terrible hair, Emily What's-Her-Name, who defeated James last night and finally put a stop to this. Now, unfortunately, without Holzhauser there, people will stop watching Jeopardy until Alex gets sick. That'll be the next time you start tuning in when Alex has a walker and, like, IV. It's terrible. It's terrible.
You think he'll go that far?
Oh, yeah.
All the way
I don't
down?
Think he's going to quit. I think he's going to...
Wheel him in?
Yep. And I do. I think Will Ferrell should be on standby, and they should just, once Alex drops, you keep the game going.
That would be awesome.
It'd be pretty amazing as they're sweeping off the corpse of Trebek. He's doing well, though. Last night he had the creepiest laugh I've ever heard in my life. I think sometimes the medicine gets to him. Well, you just did laugh scales. All right, we've got the hot releases coming up in a little bit. Congratulations to Mr. Durand. It's 98 KUPD.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me.